And Pope Benedict received a delegation of Chaldean Catholic bishops from the Church in Iraq, the US and Australia today. Yesterday, members of the group launched a documentary entitled SOS Iraqi Refugees that traces the plight of the Christian community exiled in neighbouring nations. Veronica Scaresbrick followed events.
The religious leaders, drawn from the Iraqi cities of Kirkuk, Mosul and Baghdad, launched two appeals. One, to fellow church leaders for a general synod or church council to create a strategy to prevent Christians from leaving the region. The second, to the wider international community, not to abandon Iraq's minorities as international troops withdraw. The Chaldean Archbishop of the Iraqi city of Kirkuk is Luis Sarko.
Ci sentiamo un po' isolati, dimenticati purtroppo.
We feel isolated and abandoned. The Christians who have fled abroad and those who have chosen to remain in Iraq, all of Iraq's Christians live without hope for the future and are concerned for their children, their homes and their jobs.
He says over half of Iraq's 1.4 million Christians have left the nation, adding that it is urgent that the church take a clear position in regards to the problems of the Christian community in the Middle East. Otherwise, all Christians will leave this land. Archbishop Sarko also emphasized that Muslims can only benefit from a Christian presence in the country.
There's an absence of the church in the area. We need to remember that the church is not only prayer and liturgy. Even our Muslim brothers expect something from us. We are there to help them understand pluralism.
On the issues of an expected US troop withdrawal sooner rather than later and hopes for a change in US policy in Iraq under President Obama, Archbishop Sarko warned.
Non si sa. La politica non dipende da una persona.
Politics does not depend on one person alone. If he decides to withdraw the troops, we could face renewed civil war, because our police force is ill-equipped and we do not have enough soldiers to control security in a nation of 25 million people.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.